All right, let's do Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and let's say good morning, Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
You're
the big ticket here, Marshall.
That's right. I'm the big ticket.
He's the biggest fish. He is the large fish.
I'm the cod in the pond.
you're more like the koi.
Anyway, well.
Oh dear.
Well, hey, well. By the way, first of all, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, and the same to you both. Yeah. We'll be imbibing in turkey in a couple of days, but meanwhile, we have to get over some other stuff first.
Now, the Falls Village has their doubleheader tonight, right?
It does.
Yes.
Falls Village has the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen. I understand the auditor is going to be at the Board of Finance, so I think I'll skip it. Those audit reports are
boring.
Like watching paint dry. But I'm sure it'll be very interesting. We also have tomorrow night, there's a big meeting in Canaan on this paving issue that keeps cropping up. I believe the ZBA is meeting tomorrow to hear. This is Metcalf Paving. They tried to get a permit for hot asphalt. Planning and zoning turned them down flat, and these are the repercussions. So I understand that the Canaan Exchange Club has canceled its meeting because everybody wants to go to this one. So that's tomorrow night. And then just looking ahead, obviously we have, the Thanksgiving community dinner in Canaan on Thursday, which is open to all.
At the Pilgrim
amazing.
House.
Amazing.
It doesn't matter what your income is, what it is.
Nothing.
It's just about being with somebody.
It has nothing to do with, it's just friendship. And everybody can come and have a meal that is unbelievable, course after course after course. And
and then Dave Barger can clean the dishes.
And for which we are incredibly grateful. I just said throw that in there.
And they also do takeouts for people who can't get there. They deliver meals. So if you call the Pilgrim House, they will arrange for it to be delivered. And they do. People go out and do a lot of deliveries.
And I want to remind our listeners over in the Rhinebeck area that listen on WLHV, in Red Hook, the church there does the exact same thing. It's free. Doesn't matter what your income was. It's just that if you're alone and you want to be with somebody on Thanksgiving, you can have a nice Thanksgiving meal, not have to cook, not have to worry about cleanup or anything.
Right. It's really very sweet. And, of course, the Sunday in the Kitchen Drive, Sunday in the Country Drive has provided loads and loads of food baskets for people.
600
to the food bank.
600 people will be served on Thanksgiving and also on Christmas.
Yeah, it's this community really is pretty special. And then we come to next Sunday night, start of Christmas with the Parade of Lights starting in North Canaan, just about when turns dark is when they really start moving out, and lots of towns have it, but Canaan, I think, pretty much starts it off,
and then the Lakeville Host Company has theirs the following, I think it's at the White Hart Inn when they have the band and Santa's there and everything the following weekend for hometown holidays.
So there'll be lots of celebrating throughout the area.
And the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce is setting up their trees along Lakeville and Salisbury. Again. Beginning today, they're actually going to start setting them up.
Very nice. We traveled to Torrington this week to go to the Culture Max Awards. Several local people received awards that both promote and celebrate the arts. And we had Carol Asher, who did the Chance for Fresh Air in the Country at the Sharon Historical Society about the Russian immigrants who came to Sharon and Amenia, and Leslie Elias from Grumbling Griffiths. Nice to see them get awarded. And the new Amy Nguyen, has stepped down as director of the Arts Council, Northwest Connecticut Arts Council, and Rufus Durham, a young man who grew up in Kent, is now taking on that spot. So arts were celebrated and will continue to be so. And we also had a story today from the Board of Selectmen in Sharon. The Green Committee is really revving up trying to get the upgrade of the green. They have been working on this for a couple of years now to get the new pipes installed and drainage corrected and new curbing. So we don't have all that puddling in front of you. I assume you see it out your window.
Oh, when it rained, not only that, but there's also a wave. It's almost like a tsunami when it rains heavy now.
Yeah.
The rain coming down that hill onto the road is just amazing.
They said probably those pipes were not installed properly originally. So, but interestingly enough, Williston Case came in with designs from a robotic look underground, and they could tell all the old stone laid work that's under that grain. It sounded fascinating. So if the Board of Finance agrees to hold a town meeting, and the selectmen said it, they're hoping to have that town meeting by the end of the year, and work will start as soon as the frost is out of the ground. So I'm assuming that all the events for next summer on the green will have to be moved or canceled.
Or moved to the other end of the green.
Or something, yeah. But in the long run, it should pay off. And that's a project of almost $500,000. But that goes on, and I'm sure there'll be other things coming up.
Well, this weekend they have the Housatonic Musical Theater Gala, the 24th, at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. They're bringing back alumnus from 15 years worth of shows.
Oh, really?
To perform, and this is going to replace their kitchen tour this year. So if people are interested, they can go to hmts.org and get their tickets there or at the door.
Didn't know that. Yeah. That's great. Okay. See, I missed up on that one. We also started the Festival of Trees this week, and they're really, as usual, beautiful and creative, and the gala to raffle them off is December 1st, I believe.
Yeah, December 1st. The gala, they have that one of the best parties, really, around.
Yeah,
they have the gala. It really is a good party. I haven't gone in years, but it really is a good party.
It is a good party, a lot of fun, and of course, the atmosphere is beautiful with the lights flickering and all the beautiful decorations. So we are getting into that time of year.
That most wonderful time of year.
Yes. So let's hope the weather holds and we can get out to all those things.
It's going to be one of the coldest Thanksgivings
Papagano
says in the last within the last 30 years.
Cars will freeze and our turkeys will freeze. And
what the heck?
We'll keep warm with good food.
We'll live like pilgrims.
That's right. Yes, that's
all right, Ruth.
Okay, guys. We'll have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
And stuff yourself good. And we'll be off and running next week when everything starts. No, actually, it's the last week of the month because Thanksgiving is early, so
it'll be a quiet week, maybe.
It may be. Maybe. Don't count on it.
There's an extra week of shopping.
Oh, we also have, let me just remind people, the champagne stroll down here in Kent this weekend.
All 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, come and stroll the streets, drink your champagne, and visit the shops.
All right.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report.